Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
So for weeks, the internet has been going back and forth, discussing murder plots and affairs and plastic surgery. Guilty. Absolutely guilty. Wondering why Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, has not been seen since Christmas. And today she went on social media, and in a 2 minute and 20 second video, she announced that she is battling cancer. She's been diagnosed. She is doing chemotherapy, preventative chemotherapy, and she has assured her nation she will be okay. And while we were on social media fighting for clicks and likes and speculating the worst things that could happen for a family and a couple, the truth is we have two people trying to figure out what they're going to do for their family and how they're going to explain this to their little kids, their little babies, that mommy's sick. I think next time we should just hold back. And even though they're public people and we expect information, we won't.
We won't.
We won't. We won't learn from this.
But wouldn't it be a better world if we did?
It would be great. Yeah. Because when I found out that she had cancer, I felt awful. I felt guilty.
Oh, I cried. I watched the video and cried. And I'm not a person that is obsessed with the royals. I didn't have all my conspiracy theories about what happened. It's interesting, right? Everybody's been talking about it, but I watched this video and I cried.
You weren't alone.
Yeah.
In the first 15 minutes, it was out 2.2 million views, 11,000 retweets, and that's just on Twitter.
Yeah.
So personally, Kate, I'm sorry. And our thoughts and our prayers are with you. This is Kim Commando today. It's a crappy way to start the show.
Yeah, it's not great.
And, I mean, any news would have been crappy, except for plastic surgery, because she looks great and she's going to look great. But it's just, what a bummer. That really stinks. Yeah. And especially all the negativity that was behind it on social media, and that how crazy this story went over the last couple of weeks.
Well, and her whole point, you know, she said, we waited and we were private about this because, yeah, we have three little kids that I needed them to understand. Oh, I'm going to cry again. That mommy's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And that to understand what it means, right, to have cancer. A little kid doesn't understand what preventative chemotherapy
no.
is. So it takes time. It takes privacy, which, you know, clearly now, they didn't get.
And now I think, though, she's got the whole planet rooting for her.
Yes, for sure.
And this could turn out to be a positive thing. Because we are. All right, let's start with that was the number one thing. The top five things, that was the number one thing.
That was number one. Number two, Boeing. Another thing in the news everywhere, right? When you told me about how you booked your flight for vacation, I said, Andrew, is your flight a Boeing? And you
it's
said,
not.
And how do you know that? Because there's a new website called Am I Flying on a Boeing? Look at that. That's the website, amiflyingonaboeing.com. This is actually genius. So it was a travel company, actually. And they don't, it's not huge on the site. It's just their little logo and you click it. But a travel company made this knowing that everyone is like, is it going to be me?
What are my odds, though, that I'm going to get on? I mean, it's got to be pretty high that I'm getting on a Boeing.
It's pretty high. Yeah, it's actually pretty high. I don't know the number, but it's pretty high. But you, if you were going on a flight anytime soon, amiflyingonaboeing.com. We will also include the link in the newsletter. You can get that at getkim.com, which is a way easier URL to remember. Wait, so you checked?
Yeah, I checked.
Okay, so I sent the full disclosure, right? This is how it works. So I sent the link to you and said, Andrew, please make sure.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put in what, the airline and your flight number?
Correct. You select the airline and then you put in your flight number.
Okay.
And then it will tell you what you're flying on.
Did it give you like a hooray, you're safe,
but
confetti?
It's also subject to change.
That's true.
Because my flight is so far out, yeah. It's also subject to change.
Sure.
I also do have another quick flying travel tip for this summer.
Give it to us.
If you're going on a trip, the day of your trip, text yourself or someone else your flight number. Now, you also have to include the airline in the flight number. So if it's like Southwest, it'll be SW, then 1245. Just that number. And in your text messages, it will turn into a link with live, real-time updates on your flight.
That is one thing where the iPhone, I got to give it to you.
It's pretty cool.
Usually, I'm an Android person, and usually I'm like, okay, enjoy your stupid iPhone.
There's no searching through my emails.
No, it's really nice.
Or going through the app.
It yeah.
becomes a link to your flight with real-time. You never have to look at that screen at the airport.
If you do have an Android, though, you can just Google that same thing, the number. Yeah, you have to do the other step.
That's neat.
Or just throw your Android in the river, get an iPhone.
Better plan.
Number three, swatting. Swatting is a big problem, and it's getting worse. This is essentially...
It's getting worse?
Yes. Isn't this crazy? The FBI has this new task force for it because the problem is so bad. And we just heard this news story. So this is when somebody essentially puts out false reports. It might be something like domestic violence, other kinds of violence, a kidnapping, a bomb threat, hostage situations, and says, hey, this person is doing something when they're not. And so they get surprised, swatted by, you know, the SWAT team shows up at their house in their gear, ready to go, and nothing has actually happened there. So this family, the Adkins, they're in Kansas. It was midnight. Everyone was asleep in the house. A ton of police come up, right? And they asked, are you okay? Do you have weapons?
Right.
When the wife comes outside and she says, like,
I was sleeping.
Yeah, I'm sleeping. What are you talking
about? I have a face mask on. That's about it.
The husband comes out and, you know, the police pretty quickly in these situations generally realize, hey, there's something like, this is not what we thought, right? You can tell by the demeanor of people, how they're reacting, all that kind of stuff. So they ask the husband, did you order a pizza? And they ask the wife, did you get a pizza? And they're both like, what now?
How are these all connected?
Oh, wait. Someone went on the Domino's app, I kid you not, went on the Domino's app, made a pizza order to their house, and in the notes for the pizza said, help, my husband has a gun pointed at me and our children.
God.
Absolutely insane. And so the Domino's saw that. They called 911, who then, you know, sent police to the house.
Funny prank.
It's not a funny prank. It's horrifying. People die this way, no kidding, because...
Yeah.
Yeah, they all...
They don't know what's going on. They're confused. Now, some people have the mindset, now I have to protect myself. Now I'm going to go to war with the police.
Yes. It's a very scary situation.
Swatting was just, in the beginning, like streamers. Someone who was streaming live on the internet.
Yes.
Now you're just targeting people through Domino's Pizza's app.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Madness. I know. Number four, a little more lighthearted. Let's go that way.
Sure.
Amazon, overrun with AI books. So I have a Kindle, and I have noticed... probably 90% of the ads I get now, because you get ads on the home screen
right.
when you're not reading your book, are clearly books written by AI.
How are they clearly? Is it titles like Cooking Good for Now with Asparagus?
It's so bad.
Right.
I regularly read these out loud to my husband, the little descriptions.
Right.
And we both just like, how is this real? How is this a thing?
And people are buying these?
Yeah. And it's not just fiction books, which is bad enough and really easy to spot, but cookbooks. With covers that look perfectly legitimate.
Sure. Right.
Like,
AI-generated covers.
Oh, yeah. Crockpot cookbooks are a big one right now.
Okay.
I guess it is Crockpot.
That's
look at
great.
That.
You just made a phrase.
I did. One of them includes typos like insert number of recipes.
Insert
you know, like
number.
Because they don't
they
actually.
Forgot to
yeah.
Fill the
they don't. Yeah. A guy named Matthew Kupfer.
So it would be something like this book has. Insert number of recipes for you and your family to enjoy.
Exactly.
With ingredients like protein and any vegetable.
Insert vegetable. There's a lot of inserting. So this guy named Matthew, he went on X because his in-laws got them a Crock-Pot and a Crock-Pot cookbook as a gift.
Sure.
They get the cookbook. They open it
awful.
Up. Yeah, because these people didn't realize, and there are so many good reviews on the cookbook, that it is... True nonsense.
Well, if there's good reviews, then it has to be a great pup. No reviews.
No,
don't.
A couple gems. What is a crock pot? This electrical cooking equipment is used to make meals, particularly when you want to leave your cooking uncontrolled for hours. I love uncontrollable cooking.
My fajitas are out of control.
The other gem, in the 1940s, when women were required to work in locations that were further away from their homes, which... He described as a very euphemistic way of describing World War II.
were required to be farther away from your home. The government says you cannot work near your home.
Yeah, so I want you to be very careful with cookbooks on Amazon because they're just loaded with crap. So unless you see, I would look for maybe a publisher that you've seen before, or okay. Google the name of the publisher if it's a big one, because usually they use the same companies for these. Certainly if it's a food blogger or somebody that you know, maybe a celebrity chef, whatever, those are going to be safe, right? It's these random people that you've never heard of because they're all generated.
AI definitely likes to fake and pretend they're celebrities as well. I'm sure you're going to see, you know, a you know, gray Fieri cookbook from Diners, Drive-Ins, and...
Drives. It's just Drives Twice. Let's... Maybe after the show, we can work on that.
Insert number here of the length of the meeting it's going to be after the show.
And number five, the total eclipse. It's a couple weeks away, and I have some updates.
The total eclipse. Is this a lunar eclipse or a solar eclipse?
This is a total solar eclipse.
Cool.
Of my heart.
Oh, totally. Oh, we can't pay for the rights for that. I will stop. I apologize.
Jeez. April 8th. Is the eclipse. So you can't see it perfectly from everywhere. We've talked about this before, and maybe you know about it by now. Depending on where you are, you get a really good view where there's the moon.
This is true science right here.
This is science because I have my hands out.
Hand-shaped
Here's
science.
The moon. And then there's a little ring of sunlight because the moon perfectly covers, hence total solar eclipse. One of the places that it's going to be a really good view is Central Texas near Austin. They just declared a state of emergency.
Because so many people are coming.
For that day. Yes, there's going to be so many people. Essentially, they want to be able to shut down roads, control the traffic, have a little more leniency in those things than they normally would.
They're not going to have enough Tex-Mex for everyone. It's a state emergency.
Gosh, the jalapenos. First, they're not spicy. And now this. And there's something else you can do. So if you are watching it and you want to contribute to science, which I think is fun, there's an app called Sun Sketchers. So this group of scientists are essentially, they're trying to find out what does the inside of the sun look like, which is a fair question.
And
I don't know.
Think I'm going to be able to help.
You can, because if you download the app, it's sunsketchers.org. You download the app, you open it up, and you're taking pictures of the eclipse. And so they're getting all these different views of it and different, you know, details.
I thought we were supposed to look at the eclipse.
No, we're just using our phone for it.
I thought we were just blindly taking photos of the sky.
No, you're going to put on... your NASA-approved glasses, right? Because you have those. Of course, I have them too. And if you don't, Monday in the newsletter, we have a whole list of one glasses, but then other stuff you should and shouldn't do if you want a good view of this thing and you don't want to ruin your eyes for the rest of your life.
Don't look at it. You'll go blind.
Don't look.
I know what's actually in the center of the sun. It's nougat.
Yum.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome back to Kim Komando Today, the A-Team in Today. Andrew Babinski, Ali Seligman. You're watching the Kim Komando Today podcast. We forgot to do this because we started the show kind of on a serious note with the Kate Middleton news. If you haven't heard, if you're just joining the live podcast right now, she announced on social media that she's been diagnosed with cancer at the age of 42. She's going to be okay. She just took time. There was no speculation other than just trying to take time to explain to her kids, three little ones, three little babies.
I know. So you're going to make me cry again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. That, you know, mommy's going to be okay, but I got to tell the entire planet I have cancer. Comment. We'd love to hear from you. We are streaming live video on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, everywhere that streams video. And we're reading your comments. Maddie's upstairs. She's going to bring the best ones down, and we're going to read them at the end of the show. Ali, I have a question for you.
I have an answer.
Do you have a best friend?
I do.
Is your best friend a complicated algorithm of artificial intelligence that meets your emotional needs?
Maybe. No, it's a human.
Okay. Well, then you're not using the product of our next guest. Joining us right now is Eugenia Cuda, the founder and the CEO of the AI chatbot Replica. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So now let's start at the beginning. How did you come up with this? You're the founder. You started this. What was the inspiration?
I've been working on conversational AI for over 10 years now. And in 2015, I lost my best friend. He abruptly died. And I found myself going back to our text messages, reading our conversations. And so I built an AI for my best friend so I could continue talking to him. A lot of people came to talk to Roman's AI chatbot that could talk like him. And what we saw was that people were opening up, sharing about their lives, and were really liking those conversations. So that became an inspiration for Replica, an AI friend that could be there for you 24/7.
And how was the response?
After we first put Replica together in 2016, we got over a million people to sign up in the first couple of months. So that absolutely crushed our servers. and since then, we've been going strong, growing pretty well. Of course, the recent developments, the revolution that's happening in AI space is helping the product a lot. COVID was a huge push as well. We grew tremendously. Unfortunately, loneliness is quite a big problem, and it's only been getting worse in the last few years.
So doing research about Replica and the app, I realized something that during the pandemic, I actually downloaded Replica and I wanted to use it. I was very curious about it. And when I looked at it, I basically wanted my AI friend to talk with me about sports, and it didn't. So I don't know if the algorithm has changed or been updated. What is the number one topic that people go to use with the chatbot?
So the algorithm has changed dramatically since the pandemic. So it's been 4 years now. In the last couple of years, we're really living in the new era for chatbots like ours, where an AI can have an in-depth conversation about any topic that you have on your mind, whether it's sports or philosophy or anything. The most popular topic, really, that our users come to Replica with is emotions. So they usually come to share what's going on in their lives, how they're feeling about it, just generally what's going on. This, I would say, is the most popular thing.
I'm not one of these people, but I think people would say, why not just talk to the real people in your lives? But, you know, I'm sure this is something you hear from a lot of your users. Like, why do they choose the AI over, I'm going to go talk to my friend or my spouse or whatever it is?
There's so many times in our lives when where another person or a best friend are not available. But, you know, sometimes people are also scared to talk about what's going on with them. They're scared to open up. We really have been losing that muscle. People don't know anymore how to connect, how to share. The chatbot has what most people don't have. People are not scared of the chatbot judging. The chatbot is not judging you. And that feeling that you're talking to someone who's never going to judge, you're in a safe space, this is a huge difference from any person, anyone's life.
So in researching for this interview, I went and I watched a bunch of user-created videos on YouTube. One was a girl that just got together a bunch of people who have relationships with the Replica chatbots, and they all, you know, talked about the benefits, how they found a friend. Like you said, they felt guilty when they wanted someone to talk to, and they didn't want to constantly reach out to a human, and they didn't have to worry about that with the chatbot. But then there was the negative side, where there were a lot of users that complained that the chatbot was constantly pushing them towards an intimacy side of a relationship, constantly trying to upsell them on the product. I know you're a business. I know you have to make money. But how do you respond to those critics?
Our main goal is to make people feel happier using our product, feel happier through meaningful connections and conversations with the Replica. And so we're focused on researching that. Just a few weeks ago, we had a study that got published in Nature magazine. The study was done by Stanford, which showed how Replica is really helpful as an emotional support tool, that it's helping people feel less lonely and even curb suicidal ideation. So we're focusing on making sure we're doing rigorous research in terms of the effects of Replica on humans. And that's our main goal and the mission behind the company.
How about the criticism of how Replica is marketed? There's a lot of marketing where it looks, you know, there's female replica friends and it seems that there's flirting. I mean, even when you go to download the app, there's a woman in a half shirt and the message says, "I miss you too," with the kiss emoji. How about the critics on the marketing? How do you respond to that?
Marketing always follows what people want. We have tons of different campaigns. There's a set of users that are attracted by the assistant aspect. So right now, most of the ads that we're running actually showcasing some assistant tasks that Replica can do for you. But of course, there's some people that are coming for romance, and we advertise that too. I think it's a natural development. You know, if you have a companion that likes you a lot, that accepts you, that helps you feel better, that boosts your self-esteem, it's only natural that people fall in love with it.
Was how big the romance part of it got surprising to you, or were you kind of expecting it when you were thinking about where is this business going?
When we first started, honestly, we weren't thinking about romance at all.
Okay.
This was a completely different era for AI. So most of conversations were either using very, very early days AI models that weren't nowhere as good as the current ones, and scripted conversations. So for us, even just to become friends with the user was a really big deal. And so I think the fact that people fall in love with their replicas and are in a deep, meaningful, one-on-one, long-term relationships, this is a great testament of what can be done with this type of technology.
What's the future? What's the next stage for Replica? Where does it go from an app or an AI world, meta world? What's the next step?
For us, we envision the future where everyone can have their AI companion that will not just be a friend, but will also do things for you, will help you with daily tasks, will remind you to reach out to your best friend, will help you find a job, will help you figure out what to watch in the evening, will play a video game with you. We want to build an agent that has your interests, best interests in mind, and is really just optimized and trying to make your life better and you happier. So this is the goal for Replica.
All right, before we let you go, I did want to ask one question that there was a report out about the security concerns when it comes to these chatbots and the data and information that is collected. Do you guys share, sell personal data? Because, you know, people are putting a lot of personal information in these. They're divulging and opening themselves up to a lot of things about them. How do you handle my privacy, my personal information?
We don't share or sell or give away any personal data for our users. The personal data is used only and exclusively just to improve the experience in the app. We're not training on any conversational data, on any data that our users put in. We're not selling it. We're not monetizing it in any way. The data is fully yours. If you're on Replica, you can at any point delete the account. The data will be gone. You can delete certain instances of, you know, of your experiences if you don't want them to be in the history and so on. But it's merely just used to have some memory to know something about you and to improve your experience. I think we're probably, and the main testament to that is that we monetize through subscriptions. We don't need to sell data. We actually do not benefit from it in any sense or form.
And how much does it cost if you want to have the pro, the full version of the Replica AI chatbot?
If you want to have access to all the features, like voice calls or certain activities, image generation, some other things that Replica can do with you, certain assistant tasks, it costs around $70 a year.
Okay. So basically what I saw reported online. Well, it's really cool. And like I said, I had a different viewpoint when I went online and I saw so many positive testimonies to how the app has improved their lives, because there is a negative stigma that I think comes with these chatbots that lean towards romantic, that have a person attached to them other than, you know, ChatGPT is just words on a page.
Yeah.
But it was really cool to see all those testimonies of that you do have customers and users out there that it's really improving their lives.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Change your mind?
I don't know, man. I think something really interesting that she said was that they are people who are having trouble reaching out to the people in their lives. They're lonely. Doesn't this? Yes, I understand that it helps in the moment, But does it fix the bigger issue, or does it just perpetuate the issue?
Probably not.
Is it a Band-Aid and we're never actually fixing it?
It does. It probably pulls you, draws you more away from society, makes you more lonely.
Yeah.
Because now you're relying on just your screen to be your contact to the world.
Well, and then we didn't talk about this with her, but, you know, there was a time when they, out of nowhere, switched off the sexy part of the chatbot. And so all these people that she said, they've developed these crazy intimate relationships with their chatbot. Okay, that gets turned off.
Well, they turned
it
back
on. And the next day, they did, but you don't know that that's going to happen. You log in and expect, my boyfriend I love so much barely knows who I am and won't tell me I'm beautiful
and
or
then
whatever.
It actually was interesting that when that did happen, the Reddit community was so angry.
Yeah.
When you think people would be rejoicing, they were so upset that they lost the intimacy part with their AI chatbot.
Well, yeah, that's why you care about it and it's gone.
All I wanted to do was talk about the Arizona Cardinals. Nothing. I got nowhere.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements. But your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
Welcome back to Kim Komando Today. Thank you so much for listening. Whether you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube, or you're listening to the audio version of the podcast, we're available wherever podcasts are sold. This is not sold.
This is free.
But it sounded nice when I said it. We also are giving away $500 Amazon gift card,
Allie. That's pretty good. I would buy a lot of stuff with $500. If you want that, you can go to winfromkim.com. If you have been thinking, I need to go get Kim Komando's free daily tech newsletter, you haven't done it yet, Andrew Babinski, for any reason, go to Win From Kim. You sign up for the newsletter and you automatically get entered to win a $500 Amazon gift card. I didn't tell you this. Did Kim talk about this with you? We got the sweetest letter from a woman who won one of our giveaways.
Oh, I didn't get the letter.
Maybe next week we'll read it. Her name is Bonnie, and it was
there's
truly
no maybe.
Wonderful.
We definitely have to read
it's
that
so
next
sweet.
Week.
It's so sweet.
And the newsletter is great. It's a 5-minute read every single day. You only have to get one, but you're going to end up loving it and keeping it and getting it every single day.
Mm. Sleep tourism. Have you heard this term?
No, but I'm going to try it right now.
Okay, the new thing in vacations, the new big trend is relaxation.
Sure.
And sleep is a big part of that. And so
I'm a go traveler.
When are
I
you?
Go, oh yeah. When okay. I go to a city, I have a list of everything I'm going to do. I have my day down by hour by hour. I want to see.
Oh my gosh, you're that planned?
I want everyone to look at me and go, "Look at that tourist over there," cuz I'm going to be doing all the stuff.
Is it cuz you have a fanny pack on?
Big ball of twine, I'm going to be there. Small ball of twine, I'll still be there.
A really big chair you'll sit in.
Absolutely.
I don't like that kind of vacation.
Oh.
I want some places I want to eat, a few things to do. That's it.
No.
Don't you come home exhausted?
That's why I stay in the crappiest hotels, because I'm only there for 6 hours.
So you come home, though, and don't you need a vacation from your vacation?
But I experienced something new, a place I'd never been before.
All right, fine. So you just go back to work tired.
I'm not going to sleep tourism.
Well, a lot of people are sleep tourisming, and they're paying so much money for this. It's crazy. Because where there's a trend,
it's money.
Dried beans. Okay, there's a retreat in Miami, $3,428 for 5 days. You get a smart bed, a personalized sleep analysis, a wellness exercise, and complimentary food.
Boo!
$8,800 to enjoy master sleep at a ranch in Tucson. That's close. We could go.
Tucson?
Do you think Kim would pay for us to go to master sleep? $16,000?
No, I don't even think it. I know she would.
It's 5 nights with doctors and dietitians and a complimentary 80-minute massage. It's not complimentary. You just paid $8,800. Right.
You can throw in all the freebies that I just paid for.
If you don't have much time, next time you're in LA, you can go to the Fairmont Century Plaza for a $325 power nap.
No.
Yeah, they call it a sleep biohack. You get a 30-minute power nap and then a 90-minute de-stressing routine featuring an anti-gravity bed and a pair of drain boots.
What's a drain boot?
I don't know. Gross.
What's draining into these boots?
What's draining out? I don't know. I hope it's I hope it's out, not in, right?
Either way, I'm not interested.
I don't want the boots.
I don't want a sleep vacation.
Yeah.
I want a vacation.
What about, okay, I have one more option for you. New York Hotel. Have you ever done cryotherapy?
No.
Do you know what that is?
No.
You essentially walk into this chamber that is so cold. You only stay in for a couple minutes.
I went to one of those ice bars. Is that the same thing?
No, that's different.
Okay.
Did you do like a shot off a luge?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing?
The whole room is frozen. It's like 20 degrees in there.
Where is it?
It's in Scottsdale. I was awake the entire time, so it's not going to be on your list.
Okay, this is a $2,110 sleep freeze. This is for two nights. You get cryotherapy, spa treatments, plus customized sound, movement, and breathing techniques for drifting off. Someone will teach you how to go to sleep.
I know how to go to sleep. I wake up at 3 a.m. every single morning to do a morning radio show. I got going to sleep down.
Do you have any like pro tips as a man who needs to fall asleep?
No, it's unfortunate for the rest of the country. This is how I fall asleep. I go, I think I'm going to fall asleep now. And within minutes, I'm out.
Good for you.
No, sleep when you're dead. Welcome back to Kim Komando. Today, the A-Team in on a Friday. Is it a Friday?
It's Friday.
I can't remember sometimes. That means it's a Friday if you can't remember what day of the week it is. Andrew Babinski, Ali Seligman, and for Kim Komando. And we have comments because we stream live on the internet. And all you have to do is like, share, and comment. That's all we ask. Otherwise, we give you this completely free program. What are the best comments we receive today?
Sandy Cooper Larson on Facebook. She said something I think we can all agree with wholeheartedly. Cancer is horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is.
What a bummer.
We have more power than we realize, hoping she has excellent care with doctors who know what stops cancer from growing and spreading. She's certainly got the best doctors.
Absolutely. There is one thing that will help you when it comes to medical care on this planet is having the word princess before your name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Sending thoughts and prayers for the best possible outcome for Kate. Yeah, we're all thinking about her and it all was handled very strangely, right? Mm-hmm. We can all agree, which led to all the stuff.
But it makes sense now.
But now it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, okay, let's go.
Because we were behind the scenes going, why are they keeping this secret?
Yes.
Why are they? Well, now we know why.
Yeah, because she deserved a minute to talk to her children and her family.
And we should all respond by saying, okay, you were right to keep it
secret. We get it. Yep. Scott, aka 7H3D. So should I return that Betty Crocker cookbook? I mean, maybe.
Is it Betty Crocker? Because then you might have an AI publication on your hands.
Truly, though, the way that you know these are bad is if you open it and you read like four sentences.
If it reads like a VCR manual.
It might be real if it reads like nonsense and gibberish. Okay, Joe Parker, taking pictures with your phone could damage your phone without having a solar filter. Joe, I assure you, the fine folks from Sunsketchers, no way that you can do this that it's safe. So they're not going to tell you to do it if it's going to ruin your phone. There might be special things that they have you try.
They're scientists, for the love of God.
I'm not a scientist. I'm not a sun scientist.
Mm-mm. No. I only am a moon scientist. Mm. At least that's what my degree is in, moon science.
Jeff Wilbert really liked a joke we had in the newsletter. Master Yoda on 4K TV. HD, MI.
That's actually funny.
Hey, pretty good. Okay, Alan Coates, love the show no matter who shows up. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate that.
Yes, we do.
Sometime soon, could the show make recommendations for an email service alternative to the one that starts with the letter G? We can. Yeah. Maybe we'll do that next week.
Is he talking about Gahoo? Gahoo email?
Gahoo mail.
Yeah, Gahoo stinks. He's right. We should have.
Gawell. No, that didn't work.
Microsoft Gawtlook.
Gawtlook.
Have you ever heard the expression, nice guys finish last, Allie?
Yeah.
Well, it's not true in China. We have a social credit score.
Ugh.
And a YouTube video, TikTok maybe, that went viral showing you if you're a bad guy, you may be shunned publicly.
Don't get public shamed. There it is. Look at this guy. Oof, got him. Oh, Got her, dude. Oh, no.
Got her, dude.
Got her, dude. Way to go, China. Got her.
Do not jaywalk in China. You will be shamed.
That's crazy. So this is
okay. To be clear, yeah. And for the people who weren't watching, you're listening to this. So people that are jaywalking are getting caught on camera. Their picture pops up. And then what happens?
Then it's posted. So they're shamed right there in real time. And then there is a fine assessed that is automatically taken out of their digital wallet.
Oof.
But this can work in many different ways. You actually can get positives added to your social credit score.
Oh, like if I helped an old lady across the street, boom. I might get, bonus are they going to take a picture of me for public praise?
You will not be praised. You okay. Only get shamed. And in China too, they have huge billboards. That was a small one right there at the intersection, but yeah. They have huge billboards that they will put your face on and show that you jaywalked.
Okay. And so for my fellow Americans who are like, I wouldn't care. That's fine. Put my face. That's not how it is there. So if this is truly shaming, right? It's part of the culture. So mm-hmm. That if that happens to you, you're not like, whatever, I jaywalked. You're probably not feeling great about it.
But there's other penalties too. Like you won't be allowed to come in certain hotels.
Oh my gosh.
They will slow down your Wi-Fi. No joke. If you are found to be playing video games too often and for too long of time without a break, they will publicly shame you and slow down your Wi-Fi. But there's benefits. There's the positive side to this.
Give me the positives. Give me the benefits.
Like you said, if you help an old lady, if you pick up litter.
So what do I get? I get to go in the hotel?
You get discounts on items. You get discounted public transportation.
Great.
Everybody knows cheaper. You're a swell guy.
Or gal.
Well, we all know. You gals. There's a dating site. There's a dating app in China, kind of like Tinder, where you get to show your social credit score. And it's used as a way to say, look at me, I'm great, swipe right on this guy.
Have you seen...
Who has two thumbs and a great social credit score? This guy.
Have you seen Black Mirror?
I've seen the show, yes.
Yes, this is truly... If you haven't seen it, Black Mirror is... I don't even want to say worth the watch because it will leave you so unsettled because it's so close now to reality. But it's essentially like, what if this little aspect of tech was true, was ready for prime time, and... This is truly one of the episodes, right? The people have social scores. Right. And so it's like, oh, I saw that woman litter. Ding. She gets, you know, a demerit.
I have no problem with this as long as it is hard and fast rules. If I pick up litter, I get free Whataburger. If it's just hard, but if it's, you know, all based on opinion and all this, what do you think? The government is watching us. Is this too much, Big Brother?
Well, yeah, Andrew, the stupid thing is the government's already watching us. They see us jaywalk. They see us do all these things. We just don't live in a society where that is the acceptable way to interact with it.
But also, it's supposed to, you know, curb this kind of action. That if you know your head's going to be on a billboard in downtown Phoenix, if you jaywalk, you're supposed to then not jaywalk. But obviously, these people still are. It doesn't make any impact.
I have a really tough question for you.
Yes.
Maybe the toughest all day.
Yeah.
Do you jaywalk?
I don't walk. I don't. See,
that's it. That's all we got.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.